Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
October lean hog futures leading the complex lower today with no new developments as traders are slowly backing away from previous gains, allowing a moderate market correction to develop. Cattle futures firming early today but have since posted limited losses in light trade. Corn futures are lower today with September 2 cents lower, the Dow Jones 131 points lower, NASDAQ down 32 points. In live cattle today, trade has remained sluggish as gains quickly eroded, limiting the selling activity that moved into the complex. Losses were kept to a minimum today with most contracts 5 to 15 cents per hundredweight lower. Nearby live cattle futures remained at short-term resistance levels. This could allow prices to hover in a narrow to moderate sideways trend over the near future. Cash cattle bids meanwhile redeveloping today with bids at $109 to $111 live and $180 to $182 dressed. Asking prices firming today at $113 and higher live, $186 to $187 dressed. Box beef cutouts today were up 17 cents in select and up 12 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 49 total loads. Feeder cattle trade bouncing higher and lower throughout the day, with nearby contracts still able to hold limited gains of 5 to 20 cents per hundredweight. The morning pullback in live cattle trade eroded the deferred feeder cattle contracts. Traders meanwhile looking for a sense of stability here at the end of the week, with recent softness in grain trade likely to limit any additional pressure in feeder cattle futures, while traders account for shifts in production costs due to lower corn prices. And in grains today, corn trade was flat to 2 cents lower, soybean trade 4 to 7 cents lower, with meal $1.50 to $2.50 lower, and oil flat to 10 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 2 to 7 cents higher, with buying returning during the day session after overnight weakness. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.